Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on Defence calling on Parliament to have an urgent parliamentary debate on the role and funding of the South African National Defence Force following the committee's oversight visits to KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng provinces, where members of the Defence Force have been deployed to assist the police in quelling unrest and looting in those provinces. Professor Lindy Heineken is the head of Department of Sociology and Social Anthropology at Stellenbosch University, and she penned an important piece published in The Conversation titled "Military Not a Magic Bullet, South Africa Needs to Do More for Long-Term Peace." Lindy, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to everybody and morning Africa.
25,000 is the number of the current deployment to streets primarily in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Other provinces also have deployments. We've seen similar deployments, not in those numbers, to the Western Cape when Cape Town particularly was being really, I suppose, a gang war zone because of substance abuse and use of drugs in the city. You're saying, while it's good for us to be able to rely on the military, they're not a magic bullet. Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, your military is not trained for many of these types of tasks, roles that we are expecting them to fulfill. And the primary thing is that you can't use force or the threat of force or violence to solve the type of problems that we face in South Africa. Now, what the military can do is to create a stability and degree of peace. We call it, in sociology, we call it a negative peace, which comes about from suppressing violence, but it doesn't address the underlying, what we call structural and cultural violence that gave rise to the situation in the first place.
We absolutely seemingly do not have the resources to go for the alternative intervention. I remember very clearly, a conversation I had with a resident of Manenberg when the army was being deployed to the Cape Flats, saying we don't need an army of soldiers, we need an army of social workers, because we need to address the underlying socioeconomic challenges that give rise to the gang warfare that was playing itself out in the Cape Flats. We're just not simply focusing in that aspect of intervention, are we, in this country?
No, we're not. And that is why I actually titled the article, "The Military Not a Magic Bullet," because whenever there is a crisis, just think, when there's a flood, we call in the military. When we have gang violence, we call in the military. When we've got problems with COVID and compliance, we call in the military, and this situation as well. So, you know, it is not the magic bullet to solve everything, and there needs to be a balance between security and development. And we haven't got that balance in either way. So that is the aspect that we need to address. There needs to be security, because otherwise there can't be development. But without development, you'll never have security. And the problem that we face in South Africa is that our military, although it can perform many of these functions, it's not structured, trained or funded for these collateral utilities, as we call it. They're trained for warfare. Its training is very expensive, to train tanks, to fly fighter jets, and to have warships, to do the training at submarines. The training involved in that type of force preparation is extremely expensive. So we do need to relook and see where can we use our military and its resources more effectively to provide security so that development can take place.
Are you seeing an appetite for a review on what the purpose of the military is? So if we are going to rely on them being used for internal conflicts, we obviously need to retrain them so that they're able to respond to the needs of South Africans. Because as you quite rightly highlight in your article, there's something instinctively wrong about an administration setting the military on its own people, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So I think, you know, the Defence Review actually came out in 2014. It was promulgated and accepted in 2015. There's been absolutely no movement since then. It was a really great Defence Review in that it was very comprehensive, but it left the direction that the politicians and the military leadership must take to them. So in other words, the review set out these different pathways, and I think we're now at the point where that pathway has to be chosen. And ideally, we do not want to see our military deployed internally in the kind of law enforcement role, but because the police lack the capacity when it comes to public order duties, like riot controls, lack the capacity in terms of border control, and when one has situations like this, one will need to look at how the military can be restructured to perform these functions more effectively. And one thing I want to also just highlight for the listeners is when we're talking of 25,000 troops, that is the amount of personnel that have been approved to deploy. At any one time, there cannot be absolutely more than 8,000 on the ground at the time, because they work in three shifts. One lot is deployed, one lot is being prepared to take over from them, and then one lot is in rest. So there's never that amount of soldiers ever on the ground. And when we're looking at the amount of soldiers, we must remember that we've now got soldiers in Mozambique, we've got soldiers in peacekeeping operations, we've got soldiers up on the border. It's just not sustainable.
No, indeed. Lindy, thank you very much for your time this morning. Professor Lindy Heineken is the Head of Department of Sociology and Social Anthropology at Stellenbosch University.